Today I want to teach on power and authority. And as it is in our custom, we are going to pray our prayer that, Lord Jesus, please open my eyes to see. Lord Jesus, show me mercy and please open my eyes to see. Lord Jesus, let the scales fall, let the veils be removed. Let the scales fall, let the veils be removed. Let the scale fall, let the veil be removed. Let the scales fall, let the veils be removed. Can we turn that to prayer? Say, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are going to pray this prayer for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. La prada shote te libre te sende keregediga la rabo bobo brodo bobo brobo bosh. Please don't assume that you are going to understand it. If God does not give a man the spirit of understanding, that man will not understand. It takes the Lord to give that a man the spirit of understanding. La kate lo korobo sote te minde kelege deke seke deke rebege dias la roto sototo ishata tata le te. La krato seteto lipraka kakatuza jeproto tototo leprakatete isatatata lepratoto te ketiga gagadize leprototo sata jepretetete ileproto sototototo leproto soto ikatata lepreteto soto ikratatata leprototototo iprapapapa prototototo itetetete prototototo iketetete prototototo retete. One more minute. Lord, open my eyes to see. Lord, open my ears to hear. Lord, let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Let the eyes of my spirit be open tonight, Lord. Lord, for your glory. Lord, for your glory. Yatakamurusosa ileratata sata igedegus japrakatelo susa leprata soto. 30 more seconds. Japrakatelo sisa itetetetete brakateto soteles ikratatata barofekete ligo sanda kadabaha barato sotete ikashambarako satala. In Jesus mighty name we pray. And I pray for everyone tonight that you will not just be hearer of the word, but you'll be a doer. And your life, you will be a conduit pipe, a point of God's power to this earth realm. Please write in the comment section 3 times. Say, I see. Once, just say, I see, I hear, and I understand. Just say it. Say, I see, I hear, and I understand. Alright, we are going straight into tonight's teaching. Very powerful topic, and I'm so excited. Yesterday, we dealt on overcoming spiritual attacks. And it was not just a teaching meeting yesterday. It was filled with deliverances. A woman I really appreciate so much messaged me from the US. She said she has been praying. Something like a documentation or so, she needed intervention concerning something. 2 years she has been praying. She messaged me from the US this morning. 2 good years. She said, I think after the global prayer, after the meeting yesterday, she received an email. I mean, 2 years. Listen, this is no coincidences. She received an email. She had been waiting for 2 years. She received that. It's not a coincidence. I told you yesterday, it's like turning off a light and turning it back. When deliverance happens, when you break spiritual patterns, immediately the resistance is taken away, the breakthrough comes. It's like turning off your light and turning it back. I prophesy upon everyone under the sound of my voice. You're experiencing God for documentation. You're experiencing God for breakthrough. You will be the next to testify. I say you will be the next to testify. Many of you trusting God for visas, trusting God for appointments, you will be the next to testify. If you believe that, can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So today we're talking about power and authority. Now, what is power? I'm going to define power. I'm also going to define authority so that we're going to know what it means and where they come into play. Are we together now? Now, what is power? Power is the ability to do work. The ability to do something tells us if you are powerful or not. We see it in the physical world. There are some people that cannot lift objects. They call somebody with greater power to lift the object. So it is in the spirit realm. There are some people that cannot bear manifestations. So sometimes they have to either give themselves to power or they look for somebody that has paid the price. So what is power? Power is the ability to do work. The Bible speaking in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. It says, and you shall, he said, but you shall receive power. Somebody shout power. Let's do something. What is power in your dialect? What is power in your dialect? Let me see. Write power in your dialect and tell us the dialect. If you are speaking Spanish, French, just tell us what's power in your dialect. Just tell us the word and give us the dialect, the country, so we'll know. Somebody said, no, don't just call the power. Let us know the tribe or the country. Power. Somebody says power. Matla. Matla. Says Wana. Uwezo. Kenya. Adara. Okay. Oh my God. Let's continue teaching so I don't bite my tongue, okay? Tumi, Ghana. Oh my God. Let's go into the teaching so I don't bite my tongue, okay? Somebody shout power. So power is the ability to do work. Anywhere you see work done, it means power has been made available. Wherever you see struggle, it means there is an issue with power. He says, according to the scripture we are reading from, he said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness. Are you seeing that power is not for entertainment? Power is for purpose. He says, you shall receive power so that you shall witness. Meaning you cannot witness without power. What does it mean to witness? Witness means to, you know, when you go to the court and they say, who is an eyewitness? Witness means you were there. You saw it. But Jesus is saying, you were not there when we were reading, when we were writing the Bible. Jesus was saying, you were not there when we were, when I was walking upon waters. Sorry. You were not there. You were not there when I ascended. That's what Jesus was saying. He says, but the only way you can tell people about me and they will believe is power. Power is not grammar. Power is not grammar. And you need to understand that a believer without power is like a lecturer without knowing. In Nigeria, yeah, they say power is not powder. In Nigeria, yeah, they say power is not powder. A preacher or a Christian without power is like a lecturer without knowing. Because you need to understand that we cannot represent God accurately without power. Somebody shout power. He says, you shall receive power and you shall be witness. Now, what is authority? When we're talking about authority, what do we mean? Now we know power is the ability to do. Listen, please pay attention to these teachings. If you are very observant, you will discover that on this global mentorship, we have been going foundational. We have been teaching a lot of foundational teachings, but we have been taking it with depth. Because these topics, if you don't understand it, I tell you, your Christianity may not produce so much. That's why you need to pay attention to every, you make a decision, you're not missing any of these classes. I'm not here, this is not a program, this is a class. This is a mentorship. This is not a crusade, this is a mentorship. So that you can go take your own world by storm. Power. Now what is authority? Authority is the right or the legal backing to use power. Authority is the legal backing to use power. In other words, a man can have power without authority. And it means a man can have authority without power. I will explain it. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Shatakura papakususasa. Roto shata baba baba baba. Luke 10:19. He says, "Look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will ever harm you." Nothing. He said, "I've given you authority." Yeah. He didn't say I gave power. He said I gave authority. What Jesus was saying now was that you are now authorized to cast out demons. You are authorized when your son is sick. You see your son in the sick bed vomiting and throwing up. Jesus says you have the authority to cast out that demon. A policeman may not be physically strong, but his uniform and badge gives him authority that commands stronger men. So you don't need to be afraid. He's Satan stronger than me. How will I just look at what happened? One day I was scrolling through social media and something began to happen. I saw a post. Please forgive me, I want to use this illustration. I saw a post. You know this AI stuff they are doing now, especially on the TikTok space. I saw a post. So the person that wrote the prompt wrote it very well. There were powers holding his finances, many witches, and the person stood at the middle. This was a like AI. So the person, it was like a post, and the person said, "In the name of Jesus, every power holding my finances, release my finances in Jesus' name." And all of a sudden, many of you must have seen the post I'm talking about. All of a sudden, thunder struck, and all the witches fell down and released the money. It was just like a like. I'm not sure that clip was up to 30 seconds. So I went to comment section. I know some of you are like me that like reading comments. So I went to the comment section and I saw a comment. There was one comment that hit me. I said, no, don't talk like this. But I didn't reply. I said, the person said, "Is it this easy?" Yeah. And in my mind, I said, "It is this easy." And say, see, how will you just say, "I take authority," and Satan just leaves you? Look at what Jesus said. I was not the one that wrote it. It was Jesus that wrote it. He said, "Look." When the Bible starts with "look," it means you have not been looking. Look, pay attention. You see, when we are saying "open," when we are praying the prayer, "Lord, open my eyes to see." This is it. Jesus said, "Look," meaning you need an open eyes to see. He said, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power." He didn't say some powers, he said all. He didn't say some, he said all the power of the enemy. He said, "And nothing will ever harm you." So authority is the right to use power. So some things you need to note, pay attention. Authority is the permission, the legal right to use power. Without authority, power is illegal.
And without power, authority is empty. Did you get that? Did you get that? This is why many Christians are taking authority, but Satan is not answering them. Let me say it. Without power, let me say it again. Without authority, power is illegal. And without power, authority is empty. Now look at it. Let me explain this thing I'm saying. So think of it like this. A badge. Okay. A badge gives a policeman the right to stop a car. That's authority. So when you see a policeman lifts up his badge, what is happening there? It's called authority. But the gun the policeman is holding is power. That gun is not authority. That gun is power. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? So if somebody that is not a policeman or is not licensed to use a gun shoots a gun, that man is using power without authority. He will be sent to prison. Imagine somebody takes a gun, shoot. When the police gets him, he's going to go to prison. But if a policeman shoots, he may not go to prison, because the policeman has authority to use that power. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So whenever somebody is proving stubborn, he says, I'm not going to listen to you cop. I'm not going to listen to you. When the policeman brings out his gun, the man says, oh, police, I'm sorry. I'll listen to you. Because since the man refused to bow to authority, he will bow to power. Somebody shout power. That is why, as a believer, it is power and authority that will give you dominion. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? It is power and authority that will give you dominion. It is power and authority. Power plus authority equals to dominion. It's kingdom mathematics. We are not looking for X and Y here. Maroko shatakaba. Maroto shotekeke. Number 2 points you need to take note of. Authority without power is like a policeman with a badge, but no strength to enforce the authority. It is through power that you have enforced authority. Because some people may want to resist the policeman, but he brings out his badge or his baton. We saw in the Bible, number 3 points you need to take note of is that power without authority is like somebody strong, but he does not have legal rights. We saw it happen with Moses in Genesis chapter 2 verse 11. Let's go there quickly. Genesis 2 verse 11. Makorodo shadagababa. Japrondo shota papa. Letakakoto sosa. Lepra kakato sese. Japranda sandagaba. Oh Lord, we thank you. No, sorry, not Genesis 2:11. Exodus 2:11, not Genesis. Sorry about that. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. It says, yes, later. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to see his brethren, looked on their burdens, and spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew. He looked this way, he looked that way, there was no man. He slew him, he killed him, and hid him in the sand. Verse 15. When Pharaoh heard about this thing, he sought to kill Moses, but Moses ran away. And you see what the Bible is saying? So, as everybody listening to me, what did you think happened there? Moses had power to kill somebody, but he didn't have the authority. So that was why he ran away. It takes power and authority. So you need to understand that Jesus gave us both. So we rule legally by authority, and we enforce by power. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? We rule by authority. We enforce by power. So Satan comes to your house, and all of a sudden, your marriage, your husband turns his back on you. What do you use there? You use both authority and power. And I will teach you how to use it. How do you use authority? You stand on your ground. You know that you have been licensed to cast out demons. You have been licensed to chase principalities and powers. And you say, Satan, take your dirty hands off my family. What you are speaking, what you are doing is that you are using power. You are taking authority by the power that Jesus has given you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Yes. It is power and authority that enforces dominion. So, I want to give you some few laws of power. When I give you the laws of power, then I will now teach you the routes how to gain power with God. Are you enjoying the teaching today? I will teach you how to gain power with God. Some of you, the bondages, the setbacks, the hard times you have been going through will totally come to an end, because you are about to put a stop. You're about to put a stop to oppression, to the oppressions of the devil. We rule by authority. Please, I hope you have a notebook for global mentorship. Hello, everyone. Do you have notebooks for global mentorship? Please, I hope you have a special book where you wrote Global Mentorship 2025 with Joshua's Generation. Because these things, you need to write them down. We rule by authority. We enforce by power. So what are the laws of power? Number one law of power, you need to understand that an object, we keep moving in a straight direction until there is a force to oppose it. Number one law of power. An object, we keep moving. You know, they were teaching us these things in physics that year, but we didn't understand. Sometimes I feel physics is spiritual, because there are some terms there that I can find in my Bible. Sometimes I used to feel like physics is spiritual sometimes. An object, we keep moving. What do I mean? Problem will keep happening and happening and happening. It will not stop until there is a force to stop it. Let me tell you something. Nothing changes with time. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Hey, don't worry with time. Yeah, with time you get married. Don't worry with time you will give. God's time is the best. God's time is the best. Don't worry. 1 year has passed. Don't worry. 2 years has passed. Don't worry. 3 years has passed. Don't worry. 4 years have passed. Don't worry. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. And an object will keep moving until there is a force to stop it. That is why when a car fails brake, you will need an external force to stop the car. You are driving. You are driving. Listen, God's time is the best, but you need to understand that sometimes God's time is when you are ready. God's time sometimes is when you are ready. Pay attention to this. I'm not negating the fact that God's time is the best, because God's time is really the best. Please, I'm not negating that. But I've come to understand that most times God is ready when you are ready. That's why the Bible said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. He didn't say I will draw near to you first. He said, you come. When you are ready, I will be ready. When they come, first break, he keeps going, going, going. So the person now looks for maybe a place to just... Sometimes you see a tree, or I don't know how they stop cars. May you not experience it in Jesus' name. May nobody experience that in Jesus' name. So when the car first break, it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. Let me tell you, how many of you know that that car will never stop if there is no external force to stop it? How many of you are aware of that? That car can keep going till the gas gets exhausted. So is life. Problems does not end on its own. Nothing changes with time. Some of you have been on one mountain for long. Nothing changes. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you are 10 years you have been expecting something. Some of you, 15 years. You have been hearing, don't worry, at the right time. When will be the right time, my brother? When? Sometimes when people tell you, don't worry, at the right time, you need to ask them, when is the right time? When is the right time? Because nothing changes with time. Barrenness, we continue until you decide to stop it. Marital delay may continue until you decide to stop it. Setbacks, disfavor, breakdown at the edge of breakthrough, we continue until you decide to stop it. Listen, I'm not the pastor that will lie to you. I'm not the pastor that will lie to you. I will tell you the truth. I won't lie to you. And please forgive me if this truth is sounding bitter, but this should be sweet, because I'm giving you the route to solution. Somebody shout power. Problems do not have expiry dates. Don't be deceived. Problems do not have expiry dates. It is when you are ready, that is when things will change. Jesus speaking in Luke 16 verse 13. Oh God, I'm enjoying this teaching so much. I'm really enjoying this teaching. Luke 13 verse 16. Mama no sirigi ajiji ki guju sirina amia mana mamo. He said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham. Have you seen what the Bible is saying? It means for somebody to be a daughter of Abraham. We sing the song, Abraham blessings are mine, Abraham blessings are mine, I am blessed in the morning, I'm blessed in the evening, Abraham blessings are mine. We sing the songs, but the Bible says there was a woman called daughter of Abraham. Abraham in the Bible is the father of faith, is the one God used to usher faith into the earth realm. That's why Abraham is called the father of faith. So we Christians, we are descendants of Abraham. So it means that the fact you are a Christian does not mean, if you are not ready to stop oppositions will be there. He said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, meaning Satan can bound a Christian. The woman was a daughter of Abraham. There are some people that are Christians, but they are going through bondages, financial bondages, lack, setbacks, wants, sicknesses, division, marital crisis, a lot. Somebody say it will stop tonight. You see, this is a power weekend. That's why you should not joke with the midnight prayers tonight, because we can't preach what we preached on Thursday today, and you don't miss the prayer, because we want to exercise power and authority tonight. That's what we want to do. Shut down oppositions. I tell you, you will testify. Don't worry, there's power here. We give glory to God. He said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years. How many years? 18 years! I know they would have told that woman, don't worry, God will do it one day. I know they would have told that woman, one day it will be better. Oh, Queen Sarah, Sarah, what will be? Queen Sarah, Sarah! What will not be. It is those that wants to make things be that will make things be. In all honor to the poem and the writer of the poem, with all honor in my heart, please. He said, now ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, she was bound for 18 good years. He said, won't she be loosed from this bound on the Sabbath day? Then look at what Jesus did. And when he said these things, all the adversaries were ashamed. So some of you, we need to put Satan to shame. And that was how Jesus liberated that woman. The woman was healed. Do you know that Jesus was practically like 30 years when he spoke to that woman? Jesus started his ministry at age 30. How many years was that? 30 years. It means that Jesus saw the woman when he was 12 years going to the temple. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Yes. Because 30 minus 12 is 18. 30 minus 12 is 18. Meaning when Jesus was going to the temple when he was 12 years old, he saw the woman. Now Jesus is 30 years. The woman is still there. And Jesus says, who will set this woman free? Then Jesus said, let me even just set her free and let her go. Nothing changes until you decide to stop it. Crying does not change things. Life does not respond to cry. Life does not respond to weeping. Life does not respond to tearing your Bible and not going to church. Some people, they say, God, if you don't answer me, I will never enter church again. Life does not respond to that. Some of you can bear me witness. You have cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. Nothing changed. It's because life does not respond to crying. Do I have people with me tonight? How many of you have cried? You cried and cried. But nothing changed. It's because life does not respond to crying. Life responds to laws. Life responds to principles and power. So tonight you have to wipe your tears. Stop crying about your marriage and take action. You keep crying about your business, but you have been unable to keep a consistent prayer life for 2 weeks, and you are crying over your business. It will change like that. Please forgive me. I really do not mean to sound arrogant. Please forgive me. I really do not mean to sound arrogant, but I'm bringing the word of the Lord to you tonight. Somebody said I cried emoji. Hello, Saka. You cried and cried and crew. Problems don't have, you know, when you buy something, you see expiring so date. Problems does not have expiry date. It is you that determines the expiry date. Psalm 66 verse 3. Hey! I love this Bible verse. Say unto God, how terrible are thy works. Look at what it says. It said, through the greatness of your power shall the enemy submit. So for problems to submit, you need to make power available. For problems to submit, Satan is you know what Satan is? He's a he-goat. Satan is a he-goat. Very stubborn Satan. If you are not ready to enforce laws, you'll be wondering. Satan, you know, he goes very stubborn. You tell them don't go there, they go back there. The second law of power. Is somebody angry already? Listen. You are the one that will tell yourself this problem, eh? Today is your expiry date. Today is your expiry date. The second law of power. The greater the concentration, the greater the intensity, the faster the result. The greater the intensity, I mean concentration. I mean, what do I mean? I mean, you are not scattering power. Many people scatter power. I mean, you have to sit down with one thing in your life. I call it prayer project. You have to sit down with one thing and target that thing. The reason why many people are not receiving breakthrough is because somebody just wrote in the comment section, says 31 years, no marriage. Don't worry, you get married. I'm saying you will sit down. As I just spoke that word, the Lord said he has stamped it. You will rejoice and will rejoice with you. And anyone trusting God for marital settlement, receive it now. By the grace of God, when we come back tonight, as God helps me, as we are praying, we'll be prophesying, because a lot of people, you need the touch of God. As God helps us. What was I saying before I read that comment? Please. You know, we're speaking by divine inspiration. Okay. I was talking about consecration. If you are going through a prolonged issue, somebody said 47 years no marriage. Somebody said 46 years no marriage. We'll undo this in the midnight prayers tonight. We'll undo all this. We pray. We want to sit down and pray against resistance. That is what the Lord said. We want to shake the earth tonight. God, we know in heaven that his children have broken through. They are ready now to advance. That even God in heaven will hear our cry and say, oh my God, these people are ready. Angels of God, now go and deliver their breakthroughs to them. I'm seeing 54 years no marriage. Don't worry, we'll come tonight. Let the resistance in your life be broken now, in the name of Jesus. All right, let's listen. Many people scatter energy. They scatter energy. Today you are praying for this. Tomorrow you are praying for that. Next tomorrow you are praying. Prayer is not just you talking to God. Prayer is making power available. You need to understand this about prayer. Many people feel prayer is just, oh God, today, oh God, tomorrow, God. Listen, there is a dimension in prayer called making power available. Meaning, the day you start praying over a matter, you have started generating power over that matter. The day you start praying over a matter. And you need to understand that when it gets to the required power level for that matter to be solved, that is when the matter will be solved. That is why I, Joshua, don't need a prayer point to have a prayer life. I try to keep a consistent prayer life so that in the day where I need breakthrough, I have enough power in my power bank. I don't need to start generating power for that thing again. I have enough power in the power bank stored. So when I declare, the miracle starts happening. It's because power is in the power bank. That is why you don't need to fall into a problem before you start praying. You don't need to wait for a prayer point to have a prayer life. Even if you don't have problem in your life, let prayer be going on every day. You are storing energy, because prayer is not just you communicating with God. That is it, but there is another dimension. Prayer is making energy available. And you need to understand that this thing in heaven, they should gather it all. There is a bowl in heaven. It's called the bowl of incense. Sometimes when that bowl gets full, that is when they pour it on the earth. And when they pour it on the earth, that is when breakthroughs start happening. So sometimes you need to pray till the bowl gets full. And that's why we don't stop praying until the answer comes, because proof the bowl is full is the answer will come. Let me show you. So it doesn't look like I'm just talking. Let me show you the proof. I met a man so full of grace. Revelations. Marapo shataka. So you have to pray with spiritual intelligence. Baraka. Rakasha Baba. Makuru so. Jabranda so. Shambram baba sha. Jambranda sasa. Makroto so sakapaha. Revelation chapter 8 verse 3. Rapakoto sita. Prayers will be going on. If you understand this, nobody will beg you to have a prayer life, because you know that there's a bowl that is getting full in heaven. So stop crying that, oh, I pray today. Why did the answer not come tomorrow? You have to keep storing energy. Get to the level that can power that reality. It's just like going to buy something in the grocery, the store. If you don't have enough money, you can't buy it. So sometimes if there's not enough power to power that result, you can't get it. If you like the result, you have to like the price. You have to like the kind of prayer power. It's not God punishing you. It's not as if God is trying to punish you. No. It's not as if God is trying to punish you. So if you have that mentality that something is stirring, I'm telling you, you will know that for every time you pray, you have to target power into that matter. Many people are scattering energy. Look at it. He said, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Are you seeing? It was a golden censer. Another version can say golden bowl. Look at what the Bible says. Verse 8. It said, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. He said, look at it. He said, the smoke of the incense ascended up before God. So that incense needs to get full, that bowl. He said, and the angel took the censer, filled it with fire, and threw it on the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, earthquakes. Are you seeing? When he threw it on the earth, what were they? Thunderings? Lightnings? What are those things? Thunder means your answer has come. Lightning, your answer has come. Earthquake, your answer has come. So you need to understand is that when you concentrate and you invest power on a matter, that thing needs to get full. And that's why you see men of God, we pray and 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 pray. Why do we pray like that? We are storing power so that when we come before the people of God, there is power to use. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So some of you wonder, why do men of God fast and pray like that? This is why. That's why to be a pastor is not joke, because you are fasting and praying for people. Imagine somebody tongue is speaking in tongues for 12 hours, and it just comes to use the power to declare over people, and people are receiving miracles. You see, to be a pastor is not joke. It's not a joke. Somebody has been praying for 5 years. The person just comes to a man of God, and he says, "Man of God," no. And the man of God says, "You are free. Go." And tomorrow, the person comes back with testimony. What do you call that? It's called power. What somebody 6 years prayer life could not achieve, the declaration of a man of God, somebody God has helped, did it in one day. What do you call that? It's called power. To be a man of God is not a day's job. It's not a day's job. It's not title. It's mantle. It's not title. That's why I tell people, don't go for title. Go for mantle. Don't go for title. Don't go for title without mantle. It's frustration. So sometimes you will need to sit down on a matter like a mother hen will sit on the eggs for 21 days on one matter. Lord, this marriage, even if it takes you 1 full year, you are not stopping. I need to teach you on volume. Oh God, maybe we'll undo this next week. Volume, 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 volume. We sit down on one thing. If you have 3 prayer points, you can sit down. You can. I've taught you how to do it. Maybe you have 3 hours to pray in a day, and you have, or you have 1 hour 30 minutes, or let's say 3 hours, and you have 3 pressing matter. You can give every pressing matter 1 hour. You are generating tokens of power into those departments. The next day you come again. The next day you come again. The next day you come again. The next, it has to be continual. Many people are crying for results, but they are not consistent. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Number 3, law of power. As long as prayer continues, power will not cease. Did somebody get that? As long as prayer continues, power will not cease. As long as prayer continues, power cannot cease. Acts chapter 4 verse 31. And somebody says 3 hours is long. Is 3 hours prayer long? It's not long, oh. It's not long. It's very short. I'm telling you, short. It's short. But don't kill yourself. Start from where your power can carry you. Start from where your power can carry you. But it's short, actually. Want to power destiny? I'm telling you. It takes a lot of power. To dig a well in the spirit is no joke. He said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking. And let me tell you, the way to sustain a long prayer life, you can't do that with your normal strength. God has to strengthen you. God has to empower you. That is why it's not good to boast about your prayer life. Because you can't do it with your flesh. It's God that strengthens men. So that's why you have to pray one prayer. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Strengthen my body. There was this season, I told my wife, I said, I want to be praying this amount of hours every day. I want to be speaking in tongues for these hours. Long hours. It's more than 3 hours, more than 4 hours, more than 5 hours. I won't call the hours. And I told my wife, I want to be praying this amount of hours every day. For the first few days, I did it. Do you know what I was asking God for? Strength. Because I knew I can't do it on my own. I said, God, strengthen me. For me, I want these hours to be my default prayer life. That's what I told the Lord. That's what I told God. The first 1, 2, 3 days, all I was praying, Lord, strengthen me. And indeed, the Holy Spirit strengthened me. So when you see we come and say, oh, I pray these hours every day. Listen, it's not by our power. It's if God does not strengthen you, you can't do it. So your prayer life is not for you to boast. Some people boast about their prayer life. It's not to boast. What results is your prayer life producing? That's the answer. It's not about boasting, I pray 10 hours. What results? When somebody comes to me and says, man of God, you know, I pray 10 hours every day. The first thing I look at, okay, what result has this person generated? Because that prayer time is enough to shift a man. That's why motive is very important. Motive is very important. God sees the heart. But anyways, when somebody goes with a wrong motive, we do not discourage them, because we know that the fire can purify the motive. Go with a wrong motive is fine. By the time you spend 3 months, you will come back better, because prayer purifies. That's why you see that people that start with wrong motive, they end up loving Jesus. Because the fire will always purify you. Let's continue teaching. As long as prayer continues, power will not cease. Acts 4:31. Oh my God, where is the time running to? Alright, let me jump and go straight to the next subtopic. He said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking. where they were assembled together and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they spoke the word. Let's go to the next point because of time. The next point, number four, law of power. If you like the product, like the price. If you like the product, like the price. Many people like the product, but they don't like the price. Man of God, I want to operate like this. You like the product. Man of God, I want to have finances. You like the product. Man of God, I want to be established. I want to get married. You like the product. Man of God, I want to do this. You like the product. Man of God, I want to do that. You like the product. But you have to like the price. Without the price, you can't get the product. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Power is not powder. If you like the product, you have to like the price. There is a price. Jesus made a statement. Jesus said, who is he that wants to build a house? Oh, man of God, I want this ministry to grow global. You like the product. Do you like the price? Oh, man of God, I want my business to do well. You like the product, but do you like the price? There is a price to pay. Luke 18:24. Don't let nobody tell you there is no price. If there was no price, it means everybody should be great today. If there was no price, everybody should be great. There's a price. Luke 14:28 rather. There's a price. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether you have sufficient to finish it? Jesus said, count the cost. So when you see what you like, you have to count the cost. There is a price. And can I say this? I'm rushing now. Fifth law of power. This is where I will stop. I have many laws, but let me stop here. Then I will go into the next topic, where I will now show you the routes. I'll just give you two. I have five here, but I'll give you two because of our time. Okay, maybe I'll rush the five because you need the five. You need the five. Just rush it. I have many laws of power, but let me stop in number five. Never do anything you have heard until you are endued with power. Jesus said, tarry ye here in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere. Luke 24:49. Tarry ye here. Look at it. Let's read it very well. It said, behold, I said the promise of my father to you. Prophetically speaking, some of you have promises. God told you will be great. You saw in your dreams you will be a prophet to nations. Some of you saw yourself operating in strong financial prosperity. Some of you saw yourself operating in greatness. You were big. That is the promise. Of course, this promise here was speaking about the Holy Spirit, but I'm explaining it prophetically. He said, behold, I send you the promise of the Father. He said, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, God, are those days where somebody will receive a call today and start a church tomorrow? God, are those days. Somebody receive a calling today. Tomorrow, it starts a call. It starts a walk. It's not done like that, though. Jesus said, there is a promise. You will be great. Your business will go global. Your ministry will go global. He said, but tarry until you are endued with power. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It is power that will bring those prophecies in your life to pass. So the fact you heard God calling you, God says you'll be great, you will do ministry. The first thing is not to go and open a church. That's why we have a lot of things happening everywhere. The first thing is not to go and look for a land. You have to know this God. You have to know him. The Bible said he called them to be with him first before he sent them forth. If you have not been with Jesus, you cannot be sent forth. Mark 3 verse 14. He said, and he ordained them 12. He ordained them, and that they should be with him. He ordained them. Some of you have ordinations, you have mantles, but the man, it is to first be with him before he sent you forth, before he sends you out. But many people are skipping that process. Many people, somebody dreams is doing ministry today, tomorrow he's going to look for venue. That's why we have a lot of issues happening. So everything you've heard about your great destiny, you have to first ask yourself, how much power can bring this testimony to pass? How much power can bring this into reality? That is the first question you need to ask yourself. How much power? How much power? How much power do I need? Now, this is where Holy Spirit will begin to tell some of you, fast for 2 weeks. Some of you, they will give you permanent consecrations. Some of you, they will give you permanent consecrations, fast every day. Some of you, they will tell you fast 2 times a week. Some of you, they will tell you every week, half a day, you pray for 6 hours. They will just give you your consecrations. And you'll be shocked that it is that consecration that will be backing at your business. Listen, it's not limited to ministry alone. Even your organization is power. So what are the routes to power? And I'm going to close here. What are the routes to power? Listen, don't let anybody push you into doing what? Into rushing. Are we together? You are here. You have a call of God upon your life. You are sensing a call. You need to get power with God first. Don't rush. Don't rush. You need to know him. Number one, you have to know his mandate. Know his voice. Know his voice. One thing about pastoring, understand this. If there is one thing a pastor must get, you must know his voice. I don't know why I'm teaching this. Maybe there's somebody here too, trusting God for direction. Because if you don't know his voice to lead you, you cannot know his voice to lead the people he's sending you to. Don't rush. Stay. Apostle Paul was called. I don't know why the Lord is taking me through this route. When Apostle Paul received encounter, Apostle Paul did not start ministry immediately. He didn't start ministry immediately. Guess what? He didn't go to see apostles. He didn't go for impartations. Impartations are good. You need to go for it. But he was not looking for the latest apostle to snap pictures with and post on social media. For people to know, I know this apostle. He was not looking for the man of God to snap with and say, oh, I know this man of God. No, no, no. He went for 3 years. He went out. Galatians 1:18. Then I will show you the route of power. I don't know why the Lord is going in this direction. But I believe that as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. He said, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter. No, okay. Are you see? After 3 years. Okay, look at it. He said, when he pleased God to separate me from my mother's womb and call me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I may preach among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Meaning he was not looking for the greatest man to snap selfies with. I'm not against that. Please, I'm not against that. But if the motive is wrong, then the act is wrong. He said, neither went I up to Jerusalem. He said, he did not go to Jerusalem. He said, I didn't go to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia, returned to Damascus. He said, then after 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter. Shut up. Madoro Sosa. It was in those 3 years Apostle Paul got the blueprint for his ministry. And till today, you can't talk about generals, Colossus, without speaking about Apostle Paul. You have to be ready to pay the price. So what are the routes to power? Let me do this quickly and we close. The first route to power is fasting. Somebody say fasting. If you are too fruitful, you cannot be fruitful. Somebody say fasting. You have to give yourself to fasting. 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 Jesus said in Matthew 17 verse 21, he said, this kind. Listen. You have to be a fasting machine. These are routes to power. He said, I'll be this God not out but by fasting and prayer. But man of God, I don't joke with my breakfast. Let me tell you, there is a level of power you can't receive without fasting. Listen, if I am the one telling you this, believe it. Because nobody likes fast. If Jesus comes to me now and Jesus says, Joshua, I want to edit something from the Bible, what should I edit? I will say, Jesus, edit fasting. Take it away. Nobody likes fasting. So if me, I tell you to fast, please fast too. That's the key. Nobody likes fasting, but you have to fast. If a man is too fruitful, he can never be fruitful. It's a spiritual law. Some people eat, and they eat in the dream. Please, my apologies. Some people love food so much that they give them banku in the dream. Is it banku? They call it in Ghana. They give them food to eat in the dream. Fasting disciplines your spirit. Fasting disciplines your body. Sharpens your spirit. Amplify the release of God's power. Listen, let me tell you. There is a realm you can't enter unless you're a fasting machine. You have to learn how to fast. Skip breakfast sometimes. Build a structure around fasting. You can give yourself every Thursday and Friday, I'll fast. I won't eat till 3 p.m. I won't eat till 6 p.m. I won't eat. Listen, if you know you're almost fainting, at least, I don't know how to say 12. At least 12, 1. And to show you that it is a warfare, the day you are not fasting, you can stay till night. But the day you say you want to fast, 10 a.m., all the worms in your stomach, they are dancing choreography. You're wondering, yesterday I was not hungry till 6. How come today I said I want to fast? Now I'm hungry. This will tell you that fasting is warfare. You have to fast. Fast! Skip meals. Fasting does not just help your spirit, even your body. It has bodily benefits. Most sicknesses people are going through, if you can stay off food for 3 days, take only water, you will not need somebody to pray for you. Your body will reset. I think there is a book I need to even give, The Atomic Power with God, Fasting. We are going to read that, but we read it in one global mentorship. I think we need to read it again. We read it in one particular global mentorship set, The Atomic Power with God. ABC of fasting, glorified fasting. You have to fast. Stay away from food. 2 days will not kill you. If you cannot do marathon break when you are fasting, drink water. Fasting is abstinence from food, not abstinence from water. So don't fast without drinking water. You are not breaking your fast. I know some people say, man again, eh? You are not breaking your fast. If you fast without water, you are killing yourself. So drink water. Water is not food. When Jesus fasted for 40 days, the Bible said Jesus hungered. It didn't say he hungered and test. The Bible is very specific. Meaning that 40 days, Jesus fasted as a human being, not as a God. Are you aware? Because Jesus did not cheat the process. He came to earth as a man. It was Moses that fasted The fasting of Moses was unique. Moses was in the cloud, but Jesus was not in the cloud. He was in the wilderness. So when Satan came to tempt Jesus, Satan did not tempt Jesus with water. He tempted Jesus with food, turn stone to bread. He didn't say turn sand to water. Water was available. Drink water. That is one cheat code in fasting. One cheat code. Forgive me for using that word in fasting. Drink water. Water is not food. Water is water. Esther fasted 3 days without food or water. But Daniel drank water. Jesus drank water. So choose the one you want to go for. But I would advise you, when you have the same result you get without water, is the same result you get with water. There is how you fast. Fasting can become a distraction. Are you aware? There are some kind of fasting that we... No, don't take juice. How will you take juice? Juice! Somebody said, should I take juice? Ah, you have broken your fast. Oh my God. Daniel, so you can drink water. You can make your research about what I'm talking about. It's true. Jesus did not fast without water. Only water. If you drink juice, please go and eat. Go and eat. Somebody say tea. You can just add bread. Praise the Lord. Fasting. Jesus said, this goeth not out. There are some stubborn problems that does not go except you add fasting and prayer. Some stubborn problem. If you pray alone, it may not go. Do you not add 3 days? Say, on this matter, we fast here. Look at what the Bible says. Matthew 17, verse 21. It said, albeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Somebody said coffee. Don't drink coffee when you are fasting. Somebody said sweets to keep the mouth fresh. Please break your fast. Please brush your teeth when you are fasting. Apply creams. Look good when you are fasting. So that people, Jesus said, when you fast, don't appear to men like you are fasting. So people that don't like brush, when they are fasting, they say, oh man of God, hope I won't brush and break. Brush your teeth. You are not eating the toothpaste. So you don't go to work and your manager says, I don't want to see you again. Glory to God. When you say, good morning, sir, he says, oh my God, your sack letter is waiting for you. All right. All right. Number two routes of prayer. Number two routes of power. Sorry about that. Oh my God, where did that thought come from? Number two route of power is soaking prayer. Somebody say soaking prayer. Soaking prayer. This is the kind of prayer where, oh my God, this is another teaching on its own. Another teaching on its own. Soaking prayer. Because of time, let me refer you. I have a teaching on YouTube, how to soak in God's presence, by Joshua's generation. Go and watch that video to get this topic. Soaking prayer is where you intentionally position yourself to feel the power of God, and under the weight of that power, you pray. I've taught you how to soak. I have a teaching, how to soak in God's presence, by Joshua's generation. So you sit down there, Branda Kashia. You allow the power flow. You position yourself to feel those electricity, those bolts of power. And under that atmosphere, you pray. Man, brondo suso. That is another route of power. You need to understand that is praying in the glory realm. And you need to understand that the longer you stay under that weight, the weightier you become. Oh my God. Time is a burden. Time is a burden. The third route of prayer is meditation. I will stop here. The third route of power is meditation. Okay, let me just touch a bit on soaking prayer, then we'll stop in meditation. Isaiah 40:31. Let me just touch a bit. But please go on YouTube, search How to Soak in God's Presence by Joshua's Generation. You have full teaching on this. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So soaking prayer is when you wait upon the Lord. He said, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. Are we together? So it's where you wait on the Lord, where you stay still. This is how to soak. You sit down still, focus on Jesus. Just have this mindset that there is somebody in your room with you, his name is Jesus. The same way you are conscious that there is somebody in your room with you, you have to take that same consciousness that there's an invisible but visible person here. His name is Jesus. And just stay still. All of a sudden, the atmosphere around you will begin to change. You begin to feel fire. You begin to feel your body goose pimples. You begin to feel those things. As you begin to feel it, then begin to pray in that atmosphere. Don't log out. Some people, they can get distracted when they pray under that cloud. Don't log out. Just Rondo Susa Sasa Rondo Kushiza Gadagada Brodogo Zagada Parababa Rondo Shaba Baba 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 Lebrondo Susa. You stay under that cloud. You stay under that cloud. Are we together? That is power. Then the third is meditation. Meditation, you generate power. Meditation, you need to understand that the scriptures are like portals. Please pay attention. Scriptures are like portals. And every scripture is a portal to power. Okay, somebody say, I should give you the five that you make your research, okay? Every scripture is a portal to power. It's a portal to power. So, if I want to grow in power, please pay attention. Very important. This is one of very important scripture. Very important point. You can determine if in September you want to be more powerful than, more powerful in favor, because power, then department, you can grow in the power of favor. Somebody said, I can feel it right now. Many of you now, you can be feeling the power of God as I'm talking. It's because this place is charged. So when you take scriptures on favor, you want to grow in favor power. When you want to grow in favor power, you can get 50 scriptures on favor and you spend time meditating. So you can get 50 scriptures on power and 50 scriptures on favor, and every day you sit still meditating on favor, declaring favor. What is happening is that you are generating power in the dimension of favor. You can determine if next month will be a month of favor for you. You can determine if you want to get married next month. Go and get scriptures on marriage. Listen, meditation is key. Many people pray, but they don't meditate. Let me show you a scripture. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It said, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to what is written. It says, for then thou shalt make your way prosperous. And you see what the Bible is saying? It didn't say, then God shall make your way prosperous. It said, then you shall make your way prosperous. Of course we know. Of course we know that it is God really making your way prosperous. But God is saying that you are the one he has given the responsibility. He said, then you shall make your way prosperous. How? This book of the law. It means you can prosper in favor if you understand how to meditate on favor. You can determine if you want your business to grow in influence, if you want to grow in influence power in the month of September in your business. Get scriptures on influence. Meditation. Meditation is not thinking alone. Meditation is confession and thinking. That's why the Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meaning, the first way to meditate is declaration. Are you aware that declaration is meditation? Many people don't know that. Many people don't know that. Meditation is declaration. Sorry, declaration is meditation. So when you are saying, favor, it surrounds me like a shield, You know that song? Until the day I see my king. You see, to you are singing a song, but in the spirit you are meditating favor. Because favor starts with because meditation starts with declaration before thinking. Many people think meditation is yoga. Meditation is not yoga. You don't sit down and do your hands like this. I am floating on the air. That's not meditation. Meditation is not yoga. Meditation starts with declaration. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, for you shall meditate. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Why is everybody laughing? You can meditate. Let's close. Let's close. So don't go sit and do your hand like this and say, Lord, open the chakras. What is chakra? Don't allow these new agers invite you into things that are not godly. Anything you don't see in the Bible, don't practice. That's how to be safe. So you can sit down and say, when you want to start meditation, you can say, I enter into favor. I enter into favor. You see that? I enter into favor. You are meditating already. I enter into favor. I enter into favor. I enter into favor. Higher. My favor economy is increasing. In the month of September, I am increasing in my favor economy. You are meditating. And when you meditate, power. You are generating. Many people pray, but they don't meditate. I'm telling you. Many people pray, but they don't meditate. Meditation is from the Hebrew word agar. Agar means to mutter. Mutter. That's the Hebrew word of meditation. Agar. It means to mutter. To mutter statement. It means to ponder. To think. It means to imagine. It means to speak under your breath. Yes. You are speaking. I enter into favor. I enter into favor. There are many times I've practiced this. Even when I was still in school in the university. And maybe something happens and I want to see a lecturer. When I knock at his door, I meditate quickly. I say, Lord, as I enter this office, let my favor economy, you know, let the favor economy speak. I break into favor. And I enter and the lecturer is laughing with me. Oh, how you doing, man of God? You know, and all of a sudden, another student can come and he chases the student out. He said, what are you doing? Can't you say I'm talking to somebody? The same angry person is happy with you. It's an economy. You can increase your favor economy. You want a new job? What scriptures are spoken about jobs? And when the more you practice meditation, the more you switch things quickly. Let's close. I don't want to go so. I want to pray. Listen. We are coming back tonight. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? So how do you meditate? I've taught you. Get scriptures about your desire. Set out time after your prayer. Declare it. Keep repeating, repetition. As you are repeating, a time comes, stay silent, think about it. Sometimes, you may not even sit down and be quiet. You can just declare for 15 minutes and you are meditating. Don't worry, we're going to have declarations on Joshua's generation. One day we'll come and declare. I will record it and I will send it to the group. So that you will have declaration for favor, declaration for finances, declaration for breakthroughs. So that you can be playing it in your prayer room. As I'm confessing it, as I'm declaring it, you are declaring meditation is happening. Are we together? Another route of power is undistracted prayer. Undistracted prayer. Another route of power is giving. 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 Giving is another route of power. When you drop, when you give to church grounds, you can be implicated. There are some people that don't have prayer life. They have giving life. Things are moving for them. Many of you, you bear with some people, they don't pray like some people pray. But they know how to give to fertile grounds. They know how to give to church grounds. And it's like the angels speaking for the person praying is speaking for the giver too. Now this is what brings about financial partnerships. You see that people that partner with some certain graces, they cannot just be stranded. It's not as if they are praying. It's called hotspot. Spiritual hotspot. The way you turn on your hotspot, somebody does not have data, he does not have bundle. The person is browsing as if he has data. It's called hotspot. So you can give to a ground, and what is speaking for a man is like they give you hotspot in the spirit. Let's close. So those are the five routes of prayer. I wish I could have stayed more, but because of time. Somebody said, what if you don't have to give? You need to understand that the Bible said, for he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So you ask God, Lord, I want to be a giver. Bless me. When God sees that heart, he knows how to meet your needs. So you don't pray, you don't borrow to give. Don't collect debts to give. No, God loves a cheerful giver. Don't collect debts to give. It's not done. It is out of the abundance of what God has given you. Can somebody say Jesus is Lord?